Begin left the Perek Lamed Dalet, I believe, or Lamed Heret, I don't remember. Marked it up. I just didn't mark it up. All right, let's go. Up to Lamed Dalet. We're up to... You're very early. I'm the Chemi, very early. We're up to Lamed Dalet Pasuk Zayin. Lachain, we're in the middle of the shepherds. We're coming over here. Now, the next, until the end of the parak, it's very straightforward. I have very little to tell you. I went through all the material I can get my hand on, at least from the few things that I have. It's very straightforward, so we're going to try to go very quick so we can cover some more ground. But the only thing that I do want to mention is that we have some coming to one of the most famous psukim in the entire Tanakh. Why do I say that? Because everyone says this pasuk, or at least the first three words of the pasuk that we're coming to with the greatest kavana the entire year. So even though everything we have over here is very straightforward, it'll make up for it, those three words should really shake us up. We have to get there first. Pasuk Zayin. We're in the middle of the theme of the shepherds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is criticizing the Yechezkel, is preparing, is criticizing the future leaders of the Jewish people, or according to other interpretations, he's looking backwards. And he's telling Klal Yisrael, the reason why you find yourself in this very difficult, dire situation is because of the sins of the kings, Tzidkiyahu, Yehoyakim, and the other kings before them, Menashe, Amon, all of the wicked kings. They are the ones who got you into this situation. What exactly was the sin of the kings? They took advantage of the people. They abused their power. They exploited the poor. Their only kavana was to enrich themselves with the wealth of the Jewish people and let the poor people suffer and just fall to the wayside.
If that's the case, then why do the people suffer? Were they supposed to revolt?
Why do the people suffer?
Why does the nation suffer for the sins of the leaders?
There are many dimensions. Obviously, there are many dimensions to Churban. The people had their own problems, and the kings had their own problem. The people had their problem in Avodah Zarah, Gilui Shechastamim. They had their issues. The Nevi'im were telling the people, do Teshuvah. And the kings had their problems. Everything contributed. There's never one cause. That's the rule. And whenever there's a disaster... Everything is a disaster. There's never one cause. There's always a combination. Because one cause, you'll always have safeguards. Like Hurricane Sandy. We want to discuss Hurricane Sandy. It was the perfect storm. It was a combination of so many things that came together. The time of the month, 15th day of the month. The tide is the high. And this, the nor'easter, and this. And everything comes together to create the perfect storm. I always struck, years ago I used to watch... These fascinating videos on got my adrenaline really going high on airplane disasters, airplane crashes. I encourage you to watch one of these. I'm sure it's on YouTube. You go on YouTube, you type an airplane, and you take any one of them, and they study a famous case, and it's done so well. It's just amazing how they can reconstruct, and they go through it. It's just frightening. And it got my blood, my adrenaline was like, sitting on the edge. And the aside of every one of those episodes that I saw was always, whenever Rahman al-Islam is such a thing, it's not one thing. It's the combination of many factors, many things that can go wrong, have gone wrong, all at the perfect time to bring about, Rahmanul Litzlan, a disaster. If it was only one problem, there would be 20 safeguards in place to address that issue. The alarm would sound and they would know how to deal with it. But when this goes wrong, and that goes wrong, and that goes wrong, and that goes wrong, and they all happen to go wrong at the same time, then it's the perfect storm which causes disaster. It's the same thing when it comes to the Hashkafa. If the kings were corrupt, but the people were good, there would not have been a Churban. If the people were corrupt and the kings were good, there would not be a Churban. If the Nevi'im were corrupt and everyone else was good, it would not be a Churban. It's the perfect storm. There's a problem with the kings, a problem with the people, a problem with the false prophets. There's problems all around, and they just happen to all come together to create the perfect storm which brings about the Churban. In Navi, at different points in time, we focus on a specific issue. Here in this parak, we're focusing specifically on the leaders. the leaders were corrupt, and we focus on their contribution towards the Churban. And they enrich themselves by taking advantage of the poor. I know I have a friend who goes and works every day, works very, very hard, and he always complains to me when he goes in the subway. The subway is to now has gotten never so bad with the homeless. It used to be the homeless person here, homeless person. Now the homeless, ever since de Blasio took over as mayor, they have taken over the subway system. It used to be, Giuliani couldn't take a homeless person. He was the homeless person on the street, he'd go out of his mind. He took all the money of the city, every penny the city had, he put it into the shelters for the homeless. There's some people over here in this community that are very rich because of the business of making hotels for Rahman Litzlan, people who can't help themselves. There's some very sick people, Rahman Litzlan, mentally ill people, they take them off the streets. But Blasio, he doesn't care about this. This is not his issue. He doesn't want to spend city money on this. So therefore, other rabble, let them go and sit on the street. It's Taco Bell in Manhattan for Shabbos. It's Taco Bell Friday. Wherever you turn, there's another homeless person. This guy complains to me that he goes in the subway and it's just gotten to a point where it's unbearable. I went in the subway a few times last month. I didn't really see that. I saw a little bit. I didn't see that much. But he says it's unbearable. So I read the article yesterday, I read it online yesterday, that de Blasio, a publicity stunt, he's going for re-election, so he's going to travel on the train. He's going on the train from here to here, and he gave the police department 3 hours to clean up the people on his route. It took them 3 hours. They sent a whole SWAT team of police. They cleaned out 25 homeless people, so when they take the pictures, it should have a nice ride, as they say.
Okay. It's true of every international event.
Okay, but this is the mayor. This is not a head of state coming over here. This is the mayor. And, like, you know, you read these, I'm reading these, preparing these psukim, I just read an article that stands out of mind is, you know, that's not fair. Over here you have the mayor. When it comes to himself, you know, he takes care. He does what he needs to be done. When it comes, when he's not on the train, you know, people have to suffer. It's not fair.
So that's it. The Gemara in Hurri talks about why the people have to pay for the power of Hell and Dover. I mean, if the money made the mistake.
Yeah.
But you pay, you listen.
You participate.
Why should the island be chayav to finance the power of Hell and Dover?
You're tolerant of the corruption.
Right.
You're tolerant. L'chein, Pasuk Zayin, L'chein Royim, therefore shepherds, Shimu Estevar Hashem, listen to the word of Hashem, Chai Oni, I swear, Nu Hashem Elokim, I swear, Imlo, I swear again. We have many different expressions. Chai Oni is a Shua, and Imlo, I swear again, Yan, because Sayotsoni Lavas, because you allowed my sheep to be plundered. You allowed them, you just let my people, the king, you just sat in your palace, and you enjoyed the good meals. And my people, they were being abused and plundered by their enemies, or by the people, by rich people who took advantage. My sheep was food, because there was no one looking after their welfare. My shepherds did not seek out my sheep. And the shepherds, they fed themselves, they pastured themselves. They were out there, the shepherds were out there looking for their own benefit. Like we mentioned, we discussed last week with regard to the Bnei Yaakov. If they went, Leroy's Atzman, instead of taking care of their father's sheep, that was the cause of the chait, that was the sherish of how they came to sell Yosef Atzadik. V'yesoyni loy ra'u, and my sheep they did not shepherd. Therefore, Pasuk Teslachin, therefore Harayim, Shemud V'Hashem, therefore listen to what I'm going to tell you. I don't have good things to tell you. Listen to the punishment you're going to receive. Pasuk Yud Koyam Hashem Lokim Hinuni El Harayim. Hashem says, I will rise up against these shepherds. V'durashi Yesoinim Yadam. I will seek out. I will take back my sheep from them. In other words, I'm going to remove these leaders from their office. I will seek out my sheep Miyadam. V'hish Batim Mira'oson. I will remove them. They will cease from any longer pasturing sheep. V'lo yiru od haroyim oisam, they will no longer serve as shepherds. V'itzaltit sanimi pihem, I will save my sheep from their mouths, meaning that they won't consume them, they won't eat them up, they won't take advantage of them. V'lo siyena lohem lo'achla, no longer will the sheep be eaten by these shepherds. They're going to be dismissed from their service because they have been unfaithful, corrupt, and just not done what they were hired, what they were put in position to do. Let's see the mitzudos el nufashim very quickly. It's very easy. Pasuk zayin in the mitzudos David. Pasuk ches. Imlo. The word imlo in Tanakh always means a shavua. Hu inyan shavua. V'gazam v'loy omar. This is an exaggeration. V'gazam v'loy omar v'harayu ke'odam ho'omer imlo yiyeh kein azay yiyeh kozoyz Cain, as imlo, it doesn't say what's going to. I don't know exactly what he means over here. It's an expression of a shavua. If you don't shape up, if this does not happen, then such and such will be what will come. Imlo yekain azay yiyeh kozois v'chozois. So in this pasuk, it does not follow through and say. Because it's self-understood. Imlo just means, I swear, if you do not shape up, then this and this will happen. Here we're not telling you what this and this is, but it's self-understood that because you are guilty, there's going to be consequences.
It's like a parent who tells his kid, you're going to get it.
Exactly.
Something or else.
Or else.
Yeah. And what's the or else? It's self-understood, there will be consequences.
To be seen,
there are going to be consequences. Me'ein royeh, misibas hayosim b'li royeh, mashkiach karoy. Due to the cause that the reason why they're going to be consequences because they have not done their job, it's as if my people do not have a shepherd. Oysam es atzmam rola hashmin es psaram. The shepherds, instead of looking after the welfare of the sheep, they looked after their own welfare to have good meals. Lochein pasik tes. Al ki orchu hadvarim be'amru chayani, because there's much verbosity. That's why we have to return back to the topic. L'chein, therefore, Amar Shuv, Hashem repeats himself. Therefore, haroyim, v'chein hu derech hamikra, it's just in style of speech. Hinani, I will rise up against you. Hinani, ani efne el haroyim l'shalom lohem gizmulam. I will turn my attention towards the shepherds to punish them for their corruption. V'dorashti, I will seek out my sheep. Ritzon loymar, ani shem al ibud hatzoyin. I will punish them for the destruction, for the loss of the sheep. It's their negligence that the sheep have been lost, and the leaders are the ones who are accountable, are going to be held accountable. Next, v'hishpatim miyos od royim tzon. I will remove them. They will cease any longer from serving as shepherds. They will no longer have an opportunity to fatten themselves with the fat of the sheep. I will remove them from the position of authority, and they will no longer have an opportunity to steal from the money of the poor. Okay, that's radak. They feed themselves. Period. Okay, that yud aleph. That's fine. Radak. Is very simple. Pasuk ches chay ani mevor zayin lochein mevorhu. Pasuk tes lochein. Therefore, shana ha pasuk lechazik uinyan. This repetition pasuk tes. The same thing as what it said before in pasuk ches. El v'loishina boy mila ella sharisha. In pasuk zayin it says royim v'asheni hor royim. There's a hey idea. V'arishon es devar Hashem, v'asheni devar Hashem. V'yonis v'chidesh boi tosefes shayitzev boi b'chein parnosaya rashi aya. Okay, so according to the Pshuta Shal Mikra, good morning. According to the Pshuta Shal Mikra, we just made it, huh?
What?
You look pretty wet also.
Okay,
so according to the Pshuta Shal Mikra, there is no difference, it's just pure repetition. Only difference is a hey ha'idi and the word es. However, Yoinasan, the Targum, he says there is a difference between what it said back in Pasuk Zayin, and what it says now in Pasuk Tes. Both Pasuk Zayin, they say exactly the same thing. Look at Zayin, we read it.
No,
what?
There's a hey.
Right, so that's what's for the Radak. The Radak says Pasuk Zayin and Pasuk Tes are the same except for a hey and an S. There's no difference. However, the Targum says there is a difference. He reads into the hey and the s something entirely different. The Yoinasan chidesh by Tosefes. He adds something new into pasuk tes. We said it. So the Radak says it's right. The Radak says that's insignificant. According to the Radak says these two differences of an s and the hey hayidia are very minor. Are minor differences, just a style of speech, and there's no significance in the difference in these two psukim. However, he then quotes Yonasan, and he says Chidesh Boy Bitosefes Shachaytsef Bo. He explains there is an additional layer of interpretation. Bechain in here in Pasik Tes it says the par nosaya rishiaya tuvu leiraisa. They will do teshuva. They will one day do return to the Torah.
It's urging them
to do tshuva. Va'ano osid l'rachamona aleihoin. I will have compassion upon them if they do tshuva. Atzisu l'ulfan oraisa. Listen, Hashem is begging them to listen, to bend their ear to the teaching of the Torah. Atzisu means to listen. L'ulfan means the teaching. Oraisa. V'kabilu piskoma de Hashem, and accept the word, the directive, the command of Hashem. So it does not say that in Pasuk Zayin. Okay, look in Pasuk Zayin in the Targum. There it just says, "B'chein par nosin kabilu yos piskoma de Hashem." Listen to my harsh words of Musar. You're all going to perish because of what you've done, because of your sins. Because of what your sins, you're in a lot of trouble. And now Pasuk Tes is not a statement, listen, it's Hashem is begging. Don't go down this path. Pasuk Tes is Bechein Parnasaya Kabilu Piskam de Hashem. Listen to Hashem's Piskam. Okay, it could be that he has a different girsa because we don't have what he quoted, the Radak, is not what we have in our Pasuk. We just have here Kabilu Piskam de Hashem. I don't know what it's, I don't really know what I don't even know what he's talking about.
Targum expands on it.
No, but there is the Targum that we have is exactly the same.
As the Radak. Targum expands Rachmana, but ain't
by no. No, but he has our Targum is exactly the same.
As what?
Pasuk Zayin and Pasuk Tes. Pasuk Zayin says, look at the Targum of Pasuk Zayin and Pasuk Tes in the Targum.
It expands much more.
No, that's what it says in the Radak.
No,
in
the
Targum.
Oh,
much
you
more.
Have a different Targum. Yeah, ooh, our Targum has less.
Much more.
Ooh.
We know what the Radak
says. Wow. You got to show this to Gedalia. This is very rare because they always have more. They like to have more letters in my edition. They want to win the race. Let's see what it says over here. Par perig la medalla pasuk zayin. Par nosin kabilu yas piskom da Hashem. And pasuk tes. Ooh, wow, look at this. Unbelievable. Okay, you're right. In my edition, Art Scroll, Mr. Larry Nussbaum, Mr. Walton, he bought from the shul. You know, anyone who wants, you can use it. There's one over here on the shelf. You can use one. This is available. So there is a, I have it exactly the same. Pasuk zayin, pasuk tes. And in your edition, indeed, he has exactly the way it's called in Radak. And he's saying it's really, it's not, I didn't really pick this up when I prepared, is that it's an entirely different, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is begging. Hashem is begging the Nevi'im, the Malachim, to do teshuva, to listen to the Torah, and to do teshuva. And if you'll do teshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept their prayers, and he will not remove them from office. So it's not the same thing. There is a whole different approach. The first pasuk is to listen. When I have some harsh words to tell you. And the second pasuk Tes, is telling them, do teshuva. Pasuk Yudin Radak, Koyamar Hashem, Durashi, Shanish, Osam, Alashalor, Osam, I'm going to punish them for not taking good care of my sheep. The Hishpatim, Mir'os Son, I'm going to remove them from serving as shepherds for my sheep. Sha'ekach, Hamalucha, Miyadam, Vulayur, Odes, Haram, Osam, Kolema, Lo Yimluchu, Alayim, Od. These kings will no longer serve in their role as kings. They will not support themselves. Okay, I'm not sure what he means by that. They will no longer serve themselves. Act in their self-interest. Okay, they will no longer, not the people. The Targum seems to say is that when I remove them from their position, they will no longer serve themselves. They will no longer serve themselves because they will not have that power anymore. They'll be removed. Next, now we go to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Okay, we're coming now to the big Pasuk, the most famous Pasuk in Tanakh, if I may say so. It's true, but Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ki koyam Hashem Elokim hinani ani. He behold hinani. That's how you start Musaf, right? Hinini. That's how you start the Musaf. He'ani with an ayin, right? With ayin. I'm a poor person, but hinini oni Hashem I. Vidorashi esani uvikartim. I will seek out my sheep and examine them. Bikur. Bikur means inspect. I will seek out my sheep and inspect them. Period. Pasuk Yudbeis. Kiva koras roye edroi. Okay, sound familiar? Like a shepherd inspects his eder, his flock. Notice that Klisha Gedoyla, is that a Gedoyla or Katana? At the end of Katana. Is at the end of the word. So that means the pronunciation is Kiva Koras. How many Chazanim say Kiva Koras? Most say Kiva Koras.
You're going to pick out this word. They make
a million mistakes. Right. Kiva Koras. Everyone that I've heard always says Kiva Koras. They put the emphasis on the Kuf. It appears to be wrong. It appears to be incorrect. The correct emphasis should be on the resh, on the last syllable of the word. Okay, that's a side point. Kiva Koras, Roye, and there's this in Chaim Berlin, the Valtfila there. You know, Chaim was Yeshiva Shaplais. Yeshiva Shaplais, they're very not makpid on Mil'il Mil'ra. It's not an issue. When it comes to Davin, when it comes to Kriya Satora, Adarabba, the B'nai Torah, they're very, very makpid. But when it comes to Davening, they're not. But there, the Baal Tefillah, is pretty good. He's really, really like a lot of things. That other people would daven, they would come, listening. You would be surprised. It doesn't sound like it would be used to because he's very makpid on the Me'ol Melara in the Nusach Hatzila, but not this. Kivat Koras, and I remember, I know because I have the tape. He says it Kivat with Kuf. He puts the emphasis on the Kuf. Maybe there's a reason. I don't know. But up here, Kivat Koras. Roye Edro, like a shepherd inspects his flock, biyoyim heyoyso besocht sono, on the day when he is biyoyim heyoyso biyoyim tsoinoy nifroshois, on the day when he is amongst his tsoin, when they are dispersed. I think what's very important is that to get an appreciation of the piyot, we assume the paitonim, and this is debatable. It's not always necessarily correct, but rubud rubud is true, is that when you read a piyut, the paiton assumes you know the context of where the words were taken from, and you understand the full flavor, the full background, and when you take those words and you just take two, three select words and you put into a piyut, you bring with you a whole perek, inach. And that gives Bayer explanation to the piyut. Now, not necessarily, because sometimes you'll look at two, three words, you'll find the context, and you look at the piyut, it's apples and oranges. So you have to say, at least on a very simple level, it's just borrowing words. These are nice words, and the words mean one thing in Nach, and mean something entirely, they're being used by the Python, something entirely different in the piyut. Right, that's just the words. You just borrowing some words, some vocabulary words, or some expressions.
But he's obviously the person who wrote it is well acquainted with nothing.
Right. That's the question.
He still has it in mind, and he's thinking, applying it right, to something in his life.
But the question is, when you have a piyut that was written, let's say, by the Kalir, and he's taking three words, I want to give you this exact example. Okay, we read the words. I've read the words all the years, whatever. I don't pay much attention. Okay, this is not something I'm very capable of doing. I'm thinking very deeply in davening, but you read the words. You look at the article translation, Kiva Koras Roye Edroy, like a shepherd inspects his flock, and we go on and we say the nusach. Do I go and I think? Now that we know, we're learning this perek. We have a whole pasuk, and the whole pasuk says that it's not every day a shepherd goes into the flock and makes an inspection. There's no roll call. Okay, some places, you come in, roll call. Morning, 9 o'clock, there's a roll call. And then 12 o'clock, roll call. And then every time you go, everyone has to go and give the number. No, he does this in unique situations. B'yoyim, on the day, b'heyoyso v'socht so no nifroshos. On a day when his sheep are scattered. There's some type of event which causes the sheep to disperse. We'll see later on when it gets cloudy. It seems that when it gets cloudy outside, sheep get very scared. It appears that sheep from Chazal are the most, one of, if not the most sensitive creature in the world. They're very, very delicate emotionally. And when something is just not right, if it's cloudy, it's raining, it's cold, or they're in pain, they don't feel well, they react in a very extreme way. They disperse. They're in pain. They do things that other creatures would not. That's why we call sheep. Gatem tzayni. Hashem says about Klal Yisrael, you are my sheep. We're going to have that soon later on. We are very sensitive. Klal Yisrael are very, very sensitive people. And when things don't go our way, we do things which are not expected, are not ordinary. So you need then the shepherd. That's why sheep, more so than any other creature, needs a shepherd to comfort. To comfort and to care and to protect and to put everything back into place so the sheep can go on. So here is such an event. It's not a good day. It's a very difficult day. It's biyom hayosoy v'soch tzono nifrasha. It's hard to translate these words. The words don't really translate very, very well, but it means, we've seen in a moment, it means on a day when something is not well, something is not right, and the sheep sense there's something wrong. On that day, they get very frustrated and they start running all over the place. They disperse to different locations. The shepherd has to then come in and gather them up, bring them all together and calm them down and tell them, you're okay. So it's a nechama. It's not just a cold-blooded shepherd that's standing by the gate and is counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The context of the pasuk is dealing with sheep who are frightened, who are running around because they're disturbed, and a loving, caring, warm shepherd comes and is menaching them, gives them comfort. Now, with this interpretation, the whole piyut of Kivakora Asrei Edroi has a whole new world of meaning. It doesn't just mean Hashem is counting every single individual. HaKadosh Baruch Hu acknowledges that Hayoyim. And in fact, every time it says the word, it doesn't say the word Bayi, it says Biyoyim. Biyoyim. Whenever it's the word Hayim, Bayihi Hayoyim, it refers to Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't say it over here. It says Biyoyim, on the day. But there's obviously an association that it's the day, the day of Din. We are very disturbed. We sense that something is wrong because we're under, it's Midas HaDin. We're under scrutiny, and we need now more than ever a shepherd, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come and to inspect, to inspect what we need to calm us down and bring us back in Tachas Kanfei Hashrina. So you know this pasuk, the piyut has a whole new world of meaning. Okay.
In English, the word sheepish means shy and timid.
Sheepish, because a sheep is someone that's very shy and very sensitive, it's timid. So that's what we need. So let's go further in the past. Let's Cain so to Avakeres, and so to, just like a shepherd does, Hashem says, so to Avakeres, so I will inspect my sheep. I will ingather them. Kibbutz Goliaths. Is that now one of the major themes of Rosh Hashanah? One of the major is Tekab B'Shoifar Godol L'Cheirusein V'Soneis Tekab Tzemi Yachad Me'arba Kanfei Saaretz. One of the major themes of Rosh Hashanah is to blow the Shoifar Shel Mashiach, which represents Kibbutz Goliaths. And who's going to do that? The shepherd. And this pasuk, where this expression comes from, is that pasuk. Kein Vakeres Soni V'Yitzalti Esem El Sev Dem Mikol HaMakamot Asher Nefotu Sham B'Yoim On a Day Onon Va'Arofel. On a day that's dark and thick darkness. Rosh Hashanah is such a day. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin is, when it comes to Din, there is harshness, there is strictness. So it's a very good drasha. All you got to do for a drasha is to say the pasuk. Call the pasuk, learn the farshim, and then you look back at the piyut, and then the piyut has a whole new meaning, how it relates, mamish, to Rosh Hashanah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are frightened. It's a Yom Onon V'Arofel. We have been scattered. These are all the themes of Rosh Hashanah. It cannot be more perfect to select, to draw the words Kivakor Asrei Edro than from this particular pasuk. This really emphasizes the very tragedy today in this generation. We don't know Nach. We don't. We just don't know Nach. And if you don't know Nach, Tefillah has very little meaning. Because every single word of the Nusach HaTzvilah of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola is extracted from somewhere in Tanakh. And it was a very big master showing this, Rav Chaim Knievsky Shlita. Rav Chaim Knievsky, when they ask him questions, they ask him, they have a very good Sefer Domokov, Asiach HaTzvilah. Someone just asked him, shot him a million questions about davening. I don't know if they have time to ask him these questions, they just asked him questions, and came out every question that he asked. He just on the spot, without even blinking, he said it's apostolic here. And he gave a lot. Some of them are very simple, but some of them, wow, I never would realize that those two words come from apostolic in Daniel, come from Nehemiah, apostolic in Divrei Hayamim. And then you open up the apostolic, you look at the apostolic, and you look at the parish, wow, it's a whole new tefillah. So if we were fluent in Tanakh, our tefillah would have an entirely new world of meaning. And here's like one teeny little example. Kivakor Asrei Edroi. What does it mean? You look at this pasuk, you see we're dealing over here on the Yom On Vadofel. We're dealing with Kibbutz Golios. We're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving us. We're dealing with sensitive little creatures who have sensed something is wrong and have been dispersed. Now Hashem over here is a loving, kind shepherd that's going to with warmth and devotion, is coming not Bikur to highlight our chesronos. You know, you go, they examine you. Go to a doctor, come in healthy, right? You go to a doctor, Rahman Slan, Loyalan, you go to a doctor, you come in there just for my annual checkup. This is no good, and this is no good, and these numbers are no good, and these numbers are no good. Before you walk out of the shepherd, you walk out of the doctor, he wants to go give you 50 tests. For what? I feel fine. What are you trying to make some? What are you doing to me? What are you tormenting me? Mental torment. It's not a joke. Bikur. Where did you go? I went for a Bikur. I just went for my annual checkup. And I walk out of there shaken up, and I have now got a battery of tests that's going to last me for the rest of my life. Who asked for this? So when I go by, on Rosh Hashanah, we also go for annual checkup, Bikur. Is Hashem coming to do this to us? You see from this pasuk, no, Pum Faker, Hashem, you come in Bikur. Hashem is only coming to make things good for you. He's not coming to make you nervous and to make trouble for you. Let's see all of the Mepharshim here. Pasuk Yud Beis in the Mitzudos, David, Kivakaras. And try to be very precise, because this pasuk has a lot of meaning for us. Kimo Sharoya Choyker. Choyker, he examines, he inspects, he surveys. What's a good word for Choyker? What's a good word?
Examine.
What?
Examine.
Okay. Be'edroy, his flock, B'yoyim Heyoysa B'soch Tzono. On the day when he is Heyoso he. Yoso means Oso, when he, the shepherd, is among his sheep, which has an implication that he's not always there. It is not a daily routine. This is something which is a unique experience. Veheima, where are the sheep? Nifrashois. She'oz, when the sheep are dispersed, that's when the shepherd comes down to see what's going on. Darko lachkar, to inspect. Lodas, imloy nedar mo mehem, to make sure that no one is missing. Okay, so look at that idea. Is no one should be missing. You don't want anyone to be missing. It's not the goal to count. I know what the number is. Normally, you think Hashem counts, or you want to know, you want it as a census. You want to know how much money each district should get from the government. It's a census. No. I know the number. I know the goal of counting is a positive. It's to make sure no one is missing. It's not a counting who's going to be included. It's a very different type of counting. Why do you count something? To know what you got, or to make sure nothing is missing? It's a world of a difference. Prison.
What was the counting
in the Midbar?
After each Magefa?
So in the Chanami, at the very, very end, Rashi Taka says this, to make sure no one is missing. There was something very similar to this idea. Maybe the first time was to know the number. The first time is we should know what we got. After we know what we got, the next counting, multiple countings, by Midbar, we just finished by Midbar, is to know that no one is missing. It's an entirely different count. Whole different perspective. And here it says that the Bikur of the Royeh, which we're using on Rosh Hashanah, is not to know what we got, but it's to make sure that nothing is missing. I'm going to inspect my sheep. I'm going to save them mimikrei, from all of the occurrences, all of the happenings that happen, bo aleihem agolus hamarve hechoshuch. on the day that it comes upon them, the bitter and dark exile. That's what we're in during on Rosh Hashanah. It's all about Golos. Because Klal is compared to Shiddif, we use these expressions. Shadarkam lehispazer. It is natural for sheep to be dispersed. Biyoyim onon va'arafel. Very comfortable when the weather is not good. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk says Yiralef vikartim loshem biker choylim. Bikartim means I'm going to inspect. So that's a whole new interpretation. Bikur, why are they choylim? Does that mean the Rashi holds the word bikur is only used when you make an investigation regarding someone who's sick? You do not do bikur with regard to a healthy person? Is that what Rashi means to say? I don't know. Maybe. So this is a unique expression. And then kivakaras royach edroy, that would have a whole new interpretation that Hashem is only...
What did you think Rashi meant?
I don't know what it means. Loshon bikur choylim.
Just to compare the...
Why is he saying, he says, just an example, you say big, but doesn't necessarily mean only choylim. It means, biker means to inspect. It's just used, we find it used commonly by this idea, biker choylim. Doesn't necessarily only mean the sick. Yudbeis, nifrashois, kishahein nifotzos. When the flock is dispersed, v'hu, the shepherd, he's choylech beinehen, he walks among them, u'me'asfon yachan, gathers them together. Radak pasik. Or is more Rashi, it's common for sheep to be dispersed when it's a cloudy day. Radak, Pasuk Yudbeis, Kivakoras Nifrashos, Kimo Nifrados. The word Nifrashos means when they are spread apart. If you want to make a drush, you can say is that when there's no Achdos. Kivakoras Roya Edroy. When does the Kodesh Baruch Hu make an investigation? That's when the sheep are separate. Everyone is to his own. But if only we would come together, ki ish echad, b'lev echad, there would be achdus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be so demanding. There would not be bikur. This is how the Radak, Drush, what the Radak is learning Psha in the Pasuk, which is very applicable to Rosh Hashanah. It's the only time the Roya has to do the bikur, which now we are suggesting means a negative form of investigation to highlight all of what's missing, is only when it's a cloudy day and they are nifroshois. But if we would stick together as one nation, then it would not be necessary for the Roya HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a very intense investigation to see what's missing. We can get a free pass for the next year. That's Josh. Ki oz yivakar sam yoseh heitev yonosan tirgim u'mafresh lohoin mafresh lohon. Nifrashois means u'mafresh lohoin, he separates them. I don't know what he means in this context. Ki mod vaker roya edrei b'yom u'dahavi b'goy onei u'mafresh lohon. They're like the cloud b'goy onei u'mafresh lohoin. He separates them. Oh, the Targum is a whole new pshat, it seems. The Targum seems to say, now, what does it mean, b'goy one? What's one?
He says, all right, I will take the kingdom away from them, and then... Rashi is taken from
that's Rashi, the Targum. Look at the Targum.
Yeah, Rashi from the Targum.
I don't know what it means, one. Biyom heyo so, he translated bigo one. What does that mean by one? Umafresh lahon. And the shepherd, he separates them. The purpose is separation. He obviously has a whole new interpretation on this pasuk. I don't know. I really don't know what he means. All right, let's go further. Biyom onan in the next words of the Radak. Biyom onan va'arafel ki yom choshech
ha'yelach. That means it's cloudy.
That's the end of the pasuk. End of the pasuk.
He seems to repeat it.
Repeat it because the end of the pasuk he says biyom anonaya ve'amitza on a day of clouds and rain when it's cloudy.
But
and
in the beginning he uses biyomo, which we really,
the clouds.
Biyom ha'yelach. I don't know.
When it's very, and he's separating them. He's translating the word nifra shows to mean that's what he does. The shepherd, he acts as a separator. instead of what we learned until now, that Hashem is a gatherer. He doesn't mean Hashem, Hashem gathers us. But he seems to say that the shepherd is coming to separate us into individuals. I do not know. So we'll leave from the moment, we'll leave the Targum. Oid chazoin lamoid. Okay, so this is the basic idea. I don't have anything. There are no midrashim that I came across. Let's go to the next pasuk Yud Gimel. This winds down the theme of what Hashem is going to do to the shepherds. Pasuk Yud Gimel say sim min ho'amim. Hashem says, "I will gather my people from the nation."
Wasn't there a doc say that? Or you skipped the letter thing? It says Yen and Golos that they signed this pasuk.
That was the Mitsudos.
No, that's the Radak.
Which Radak? Radak Chav Beis, right? Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis. Nifrashois kmo nifrados. Ki oz yivakiroisam yoyser heitev. When they are separated, you're able to inspect them better. It seems that according to the Radak is saying is that the role of a shepherd is indeed to separate each one individually. Because when they're separate, then you can make a better inspection. When they're all together, you can't see each one is hiding behind the back of his fellow. But when each one is separate, you can look at them much better. You can make a proper inspection to see what they need.
That's what
Bakaras. The Yonah Santir game, Mafrish Lohoin. What?
You can't do Bakaras on a group.
On a group, exactly. So it has to be separate. So the word Nifrashois means, right, when they're separate, that's when you're going to make the investigation. But that's not the way the mitzvahs over here is that it's a cloudy day, and all the sheep are dispersed because they're very sensitive. There's something bothering them, and the role of the shepherd is to come and to gather them together. So the bikur is to make sure none of them should be lost. None of them should get lost. And the way you're going to make sure they're not going to get lost is by gathering together nifrashos. They're separate. I'm going to now gather them together. According to the Perush of Radak, it appears nifrashos means when they are separate, that's precisely when the shepherd makes his investigation. He surveys, he takes inventory, because then he can see exactly the situation of each individual sheep, being that it's separate. All right, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Gimel says, "V'hoytseisim min ho'amim." I will take them from the nations. V'kibatzim min ha'aretzos. I'll gather them from the lands. V'havioisim el admasam. I'll bring them to the land. U'isem al hara Yisrael. I will shepherd them, pasture them on the mountains of Yisrael. Lead them. Okay, u'isim. I will lead them. But here it means a shepherd. The shepherd. But it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor that Hashem will lead them, okay, will pasture them, graze them, El Hore Yisrael, Boafikim in the valleys, Uvechol Moshvei Ares, and all of the dwelling places of the land. Pasuk Yibes, Bimire Toif. And there's a beautiful Malbum here, in fact. There's a Malbum where someone else is saying, Bimire Toif Ere Oisam. I will pasture them with fantastic pasture, the best grass money could buy. And they will live in the mountains, the high mountains of Israel, will be their dwelling places. Sham tir batsna, there they will lie down. Binovetoiv, in a beautiful abode. Umire shamein, fatty pasture tirena. They will graze upon. El Hore Yisrael, upon the mountains of Yisrael. Sounds so poetic. Ani Ere Otsoini, Hashem says, I will be the shepherd for my sheep. Ani Arbitzem, I will cause them to lie down. Nu'um Hashem Lukim. Period. Pasuk says,
when is this going to have
Yom HaMashiach, the Kibbutz Golios. Kibbutz Golios. As next Pasuk, as Hoivedes Avakesh. It's also very poetic. The sheep that got lost, I will seek out. V'yes hanidachas oshiv. The sheep that was pushed to the distance, I will restore. V'lanishberes echevosh. Any sheep that's a broken bone, I will bandage myself. V'yes hachoylo achazek. The sick, I will strengthen. V'yes hashmeina. The fat. V'yes hachazoko ashmid. And the fat ones and the strong ones, in other words, the abusive sheep. The bullies, ashnid, I will destroy. Very fascinating. That not every sheep is a good sheep. there are some bad sheep, and those and the black sheep have to be eliminated. So you don't get that picture when you talk about Yaakov, was the Roy Yaakov and Moshe and David, all of the Gedolim, all of the leaders, they're all shepherds. So you always get the impression that every one of the sheep was good. You're good, you're good, you're good. You see, not like that. You see here in this pasuk, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate shepherd, Hashem says there are some bad sheep out there. There are some troublemakers, there are some bullies. And they have to be, they're called the Hashmena and the HaChazakah. The Shmeina and the Chazaka, and they have to be eliminated. Ashmid, I will destroy Erena, the Mishpat, I will pasture and graze them with Mishpat, with judgment, with fairness, justice. Okay, so that's a very fascinating insight. Not each one of the sheep is the same. Let's see what these few psukim, starting with Yud-Gimel Mitzudos, David. Boafi came in the valleys. Bimkoim Hamayim. There's a lot of water. Umakim hamayushuv hamamufkav, the best place. Pasuk Yudal b'niratay return loymar afshpia lochem toivu meruba. I will bestow upon them a lot of good. The chafal hadavim rabas pamim lufi marbis hatoyv hashpa. There's a lot of repetition in these pesukim. Ani ere ritzoy loymar ani beatzmi ashkiach b'takanasim. I will pay attention to make sure they have the best. Kazayin. Ashiv el ho'eder, I will return to the eider, all those that are lost, and v'yes hashmeinu, v'yes hachazaka, hamischazekes al chaverta, the bullies, those that abuse their fellow sheep, lohodfo lakoysa, to push and to hit, oysa, those sheep, ashmid, their end of the mishpat, justice, haroy v'hanochan, v'tiloyma ekech nokam meho'ishkim es ha'aniyim, I will take revenge on those who abuse, oppress the poor. Rashi, Kazayin, Vyas Hashmina, Vyas Hachazaka, Hahoidefes, that push. Vidrechefes, two different expressions of pushing us, Chavroisecha, her friends. Radak, Pasik, Gimel, Hoytse Sim, El Hori Yishab, Bafikim, Uchomashre Horetz, Kihoizim, Toiv, Marisam, Behorim, Vyakiv Osim, Vahorechelim, Boa, Mokim. The reason why these were different locations, because each type of creature needs a different type of pasture. Some need the Afikim, some need the mountains. Every member of Klal Yisrael has a different nature. Some like to live among the mountains, some like to live among the valleys. Okay, so here is a beautiful radak, that this over here, the mountain that is exalted, this refers specifically to Yerushalayim, she gevor mikol eretz Yisrael. That's where their abode will be. Like it says later on in the Sefer. The shepherd only pastures the sheep until the late afternoon. In the afternoon, he puts them to sleep. He lies them down. Where will you pasture? That's what you do in the morning. And where will you lie down in the afternoon? To Zion, Hashem says, I will gather. Deshe Yarbitzin, to lie down. Pasuk to Zion, Esoy Vedes, there's a choyle, one that is lost, one that is sick. Achazek, Omar choyle, hine, b'mkoyim nachlois, v'choylo, shav, l'malo, v'yamar, achazek, ha-choylo, shneyem, ki refu, l'chaz, rabius. Okay, so the word, this just words mean, achazek means to heal the sick. V'yes hashmeina, v'yes hachazoka hashmeida, hashmeina v'hachazoka shodoy chafois, es hachalushois, mehamire, ani ashmin hachazkoskoston, I will destroy, I will stop those who are abusive. Eren v'mishpat kohoygin kemo hachalushois, shol yiru yoysim in a royal hen. So what does this mean? That the weak should not eat too much. Hashem says, I'm going to put you on a diet. Hashem is going to be our nutritionist. The Amashal al Ha'ishkim, and then with regard to the people that are tough, the bullies, Hashem says, I'm going to punish you. The Amashal al Ha'ishkim, Hachazakim, Shahoy, Yisrael, Vahy Oishkim, Asanim, Vahalushim, Yonas, and Tigim, Yoschata Ayo, Yoschavaya. The guilty, the sinners and the guilty, Eshetsei, I will remove, I will destroy. Vafarnes, Yas, Ami, Bedina, and I will sustain, support my people with Mishpat, with justice. Okay, there's a beautiful Medrash. The Medrash says that there are different types of, there are some shepherds. There are some shepherds that don't have sheep. They just don't. They don't have a parnasa. They don't have like a rebbe. They don't have talmidim. All dressed up with nowhere to go. They have shepherds who have PhD and postdoctorates in shepherding, but they can't find a job. No one wants to give them, no one wants to entrust them with their sheep. And then there are shepherds who have sheep. They have sheep. The problem is they don't have pasture. There's nowhere to take the sheep out to pasture. Then there are situations where you have a shepherd, you have sheep and you have good pasture, but you don't have the skills of shepherding. You're just not a good shepherd. So in this psukim, we learn over here, there are three things. Number one, Klal Yisrael is going to be, there's going to be sheep. Number two, there's going to be the best pasture. And number three, we're going to have the best shepherd. We have all three ingredients. It's a win-win situation. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes us, the Most HaMashiach. We're going to have sheep. I'm going to eliminate the bad sheep. The abusive sheep are going to be eliminated from the good sheep. And you're going to have the best possible pasture and the best possible shepherd. This is the Medrash. The Medrash here, I don't have it, it's in my bag. This is the Medrash describing over here what's going to be Yemos HaMashiach. And notice also, this is very complicated. This all goes into the picture of that, why is Hashem the shepherd? What about the leaders? Are we not going to have Moshe Rabbeinu back to Chias HaMesa? We're not going to have David HaMelech. In fact, at the end of the parak, it talks about David. David's going to come back. Who's going to be the shepherd? So from this pasuk, it's mashma that Hashem is the shepherd. So this is something which is not clear. Who exactly will be our shepherd when Mashiach comes? Are we going to have, who will be the authority? Will the authority be the Melech? Will the authority be the Nevi'im? Will the authority be Hashem himself? We will report directly to the Ribono Shel Olam. This section of Pesukim that we have just read, it seems to indicate is that there are no leaders. We don't need leaders.
We had enough trouble with the leaders.
There will be the Shekhinah will be so palatable. It will be present. We will not know. So maybe Melech Mashiach is just going to be.
Mashiach has his own shepherd.
But maybe the Melech HaMashiach, his role will be for the Umos HaOlam. He's not gonna Mishachrayim with Klali. Don't go tell.
Only foreign policy.
Exactly. Foreign policy. He will go deal with the Umos HaOlam who are not Roy to be under the direct guidance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he'll deal with them. But us, we will not need to come on to ask our questions to the Melech HaMashiach. We will speak directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uri Mitumim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it'll be self-understood. It's not going to be necessary. So this is a big mystery, but these psukim have to be taken into consideration because these psukim indicate that there's going to be a direct relationship between Klal Yisrael and Hashem without anyone in between. Because here Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, the kings are corrupt. They're corrupt. Look what they did to you. They took advantage. They took advantage of you. I'm going to get rid of them. And I'm going to be your shepherd. And I'm going to bring you to the best pasture. I'm going to eliminate all of the fat ones and all of the strong ones, the abusive sheep. Really? Hashem, you're going to be in charge? What about the kings? What about David HaMelech? So is the problem. This is something which maybe
just different stages.
Are different stages. But what's problematic is it's mashma. It's mashma. And indeed, some I think learn like this is that this will be before Mashiach. Isn't that strange?
We got to calm everybody down.
Step down?
Everybody hated the kings because they were all corrupt.
Yeah.
So, okay, we get rid of the kings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will calm everybody down for a couple of years and then bring Melech HaMashiach.
A new king. So why can't we stay with Hashem? Why once we're under the guidance of Hashem himself, why it's a step down to go from Hashem to go down to a Melech Bosav Adam? But indeed, that's what it seems to say. Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Zayin. V'ateina. Now this is a very famous pasuk. V'ateina Tzoini. That's exactly what this really hits. It really emphasizes the point. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, you are my sheep. I am the shepherd. You are my sheep. Koyam Hashem Elokim. Hinani Shefet Es Bein Tse Lo Se. And here again we go further in this idea that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to eliminate the sheep which are corrupt. I'm going to be the judge between each Se. Lo elim v'la atudim, among the elim are the adults, the sheep which are atudim are goats, atudim are goats, and ayil is an adult sheep, a se is a baby, and an ayil is I believe a 3-year-old, an adult, if I'm not mistaken. Atudim means a goat, a male goat. Hashem says, I will be the one who is going to judge amongst all of these creatures. So these are all metaphors for different types of members of Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Yitches, Hama'at Mikem. Is it, was it not enough? Here Hashem is going back to criticize the kings. How dare you abuse my people? Was it ma'at mikem? Was it not enough for you? Hamira hatoiv tiru. The yeser mir'eichem tirmisu b'ragleichem. Hashem is saying to the kings, you took for yourself the best. You allocated the best portion of the land for yourself.
Misappropriated
the best for yourself. Now then there's the remainder. So what should you have done with the remainder of all of the resources that were available for the people? You should have given it to the Hamoinam. But you were so selfish, you did not fargin that the people, the Hamoinam, should have anything. So you destroyed it. You destroyed the surplus, so everyone else should have nothing. And what else? Umishka mayim tishtu. You drank the best water, the best, cleanest, the pristine water you drank for yourself, and the surplus you muddied. You didn't have to muddy the water. You could have just let the Hamoinam, the multitude, let them take the water for themselves. V'es hanoi sodim, the remainder, biragleichem, with your own feet, tir posun, you muddied. V'tsoini my sheep, mirmas, Rag lechem tirena. My sheep, they were left. What were they left with? They were left with grade C produce, because the produce that was available that could have been eaten by the rest of the people, it could have been grade A. But you, the kings, were so corrupt. You did not want the people to have anything good, so my sheep have to eat what was trampled by your feet. And the water they drank that came out of their sink was filthy, dirty, muddied water. It could have been clean as anything. But you chose to muddy the water and to deny the good water to my people. Umir pas raglechem, this water that was muddied by your feet, tishtena, is what you gave them to drink.
Okay, so, not unusual, but it's symbolic that they're using the word biateno. Because in the Chumash, when it says
Biateni daten,
right, when he uses that word, Farshim says about how singular that word is, they focus on the word, and here it's over there. It's talking about his sheep that he took care of all his things for love on the way he, how hard he worked.
There's also Shira, Kibukol Biateni, and it's called he said to love on
Kibukol Kochi of Adati Esavifen.
So there was the author of
Atena. He's using all his koiches to take care of the flock. So here it's the same, being used the same word.
Reference to sheep.
You see, the Mincha Shai is making a point of saying that it's not, the vowelization of the word is different in some farshim. Some, not everybody agrees.
The Atena.
So, obviously they wanted to use, some of them wanted to use the same word in the Chumash for a reason.
Yeah. Okay, let's see the mitzvot. These three psukim. Pasuk Yitzayin. Before we go very quick, finish up. Bein se lase, bein se hachalusha, lebein se hachazaka. Hashem says, I will judge between the seed that's strong and it's weak. Le'elim, v'latudim, bein minu elim, bein minu atudim. I'll judge between the elim, the sheep, the adult sheep, and the atudim, the goats. Hama'at kilu el hachazakos. See that Hashem over here is speaking to the chazakos, to the strong ones. Hama'at lechem shatem roim hamira hatoy ve'el shagam hamira shahoy sartem tirmisu b'raglechem. Not nice. It's bad enough that you took for yourself the best. So leave over the remainder for someone else. Why do you have to go and step on it and ruin it for someone else? Zenene v'zele chosar. So what are you doing? Shlo yehanu bohem sharatzon. You took the best and you denied the remainder for the other sheep. Umishka mayim tzilulim sheshaka hatit. The clear water that the mud, that the dust have settled. Tishtu, you drink for yourself. V'yasanoisar tiduchu b'raglechem. The remainder you muddy with your feet, you step with your feet. La'achar, something to make it dirty. They have no choice but to eat the mirror, the pasture that has been pressed. The Yishtu Hamayim Haru Musim Baraglechem Ritzin Lemar Moshe Ha'am Lakul Atzam Meitav Aretz Vishchisu Oir Hashar Habol Lechalik Laniyim. They've taken the best for themselves and they've destroyed the remainder so no one else can have benefit. Pasuk Rashi, Pasuk Yitzayin, Bein Sela Seh, Bein Bali, a Groifin Lachaloshim, between the mighty, the people of fists, people who are very, very, the tyrants, and the weak. Pasuk Yitzchas Yutes, Hamad Mikem, Es Asher Chazako Shebuchem, Roos, Hamir HaToiv, the strong ones, they took the best for themselves. For Halavai, it's good enough, you were blessed to take the good stuff. Why do you have to destroy the remainder? Let the other people derive benefit. The halavai lo tirmusu hamoisa baraglechem v'sechalno is so short. So let my remainder, the other sheep, eat it. Ella sha'af moisar mireichem tirmusu baraglechem. You destroy the remainder. V'lo yedai lechem asher mishkam hamayim tishtu. Ella sha'hanoisodim baraglechem tirposun you muddy. U'mishkam hamayim hamayim hatzulim shashaka hatit v'lo ne'echu baraglayim. It's the water in which the dust has settled and it's clear. The adugma kitargumoy has air luchoin, it's not enough. The farnus tov atun, misparnusin, moisar parnusechoin, ochlin shamoshechon. You take the best for yourself and the second best you give to your servants. Umishte misakan atun shosan viosmo soraya shamoshechon shosan, and the leftover. I think it means your shamosh. I'm not sure what it means, the targum. Maybe your servant. I think the targum was a little bit differently. It's that you take the best for yourself, and the second best you give to your servants, and everything else you destroy. With Sony Mirmas Raglichem to Enna, the Ami Mosa Mechal Shamoshechon, Ochlun Mosa Mishte Shamechon Shah. I'm not sure what that means. Let's leave that. I don't know what it means for the targum. Radak, we'll finish up Radak Yudzayin to Pasig Yutas, Radak, Vietena Bain Sel Sebin Achazak Lachalusha, Loyal Batudim, Kihema Chazak Shabatsoin, Vinus and Tergim Lin, Hamoshal Bain Gvar, Lagvar, Lachatoaya, Vlachavaya, the sinners. Hamaad Perish, Hamoshal Kadukum, Katagumoi, like the Targum, we'll leave that. Let's next Radak is Mishka Mai, Mamai Matsulim, Kumosh Virash, Pasig, and Yutas is Vitsoini, Viami, my people. Okay, so this is. We'll leave that. So this is the basic idea. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is coming against leaders that you are abusive. Hashem will be ultimately, he will be our shepherd. Okay, now we'll stop here. Pasuk Chav goes on to describe David HaMelech. After all this, David's going to come. He's going to be our Melech.